All right, thank you. We'll go ahead and begin our meeting for the canvass of the June 23rd, 2026 Republican primary election. Sitting in for Commissioner Cousins is the County Treasurer, Nicole Rosenberg, as approved on the list of alternate elected officials. Is that correct?
That's correct. And the Board of Canvassers, that there's a specific provision that says if one of the county legislative body fails to attend, they shall replace the absent member by appointing in this order treasurer, assessor, and sheriff. And Nicole is present as the treasurer.
Treasurer. Okay. Very good. So we'll go ahead to agenda item number one, and we'll turn the time over to John.
Good morning. We will present the canvass of the June 23rd Republican primary election. We had 37.2% voter turnout, 21,379 active voters. We counted total of 7,943 ballots. Of those, 7,648 were mail ballots. There were 13 in-person early voting ballots counted, 267 in-person election day ballots counted, and 13 provisional ballots counted. There were 7,945 vote histories, which is two more than the ballots counted, and the reason for that is we had two envelopes without ballots, and then one had a voting method survey. In this election, Iron County participated in a pilot program under the requirements of HB 300 from the 2025
legislative session.
Thank you. it got stuck. Which requires that county clerks or that voters are asked their preferred voting method, whether they want to vote in person or by mail. Anecdotally, we had about 97% asked to vote in by mail. There were three of our little pilot program. This is a little bit of an aside, but we had a QR code that they could scan, a link to the voter registration, or just a form that they could fill out. And so we had a couple of those where the form was filled out and returned, but not the ballot. And that's why those were off. We had 14 provisional ballots issued, 13 were counted, and there was one that the voter was not able to change parties due to the registration rules. If you're unaffiliated, you can affiliate, but you can't change affiliation past a certain date, and I believe that was May 28th. But anyway, by the election, you couldn't change party, and this voter was a Constitution Party voter, so they were unable to change. There were 78 total challenged curable ballots, 51 rejected ballots that were curable but not cured, 18 envelopes with a signature that did not match, 3 unsigned envelopes, 30 ballots that were challenged for other curable reasons. And I just want to stop here and say the reason most of those failed is under HB 300, we have to, it's kind of a progressive implementation. And in this time, if there is the 4 digits, then those have to be right and we can check the signature. But what we found was, especially with older voters, that they would put 4 numbers that maybe weren't the right numbers because it's supposed to be the last 4 of your Social Security number or the last 4 of your driver's license. They had different numbers. And I think that's reasonably confusing. And despite our efforts to reach out to them, some of those remained uncured. But that was some of our biggest issue there was those 4 numbers weren't one of the 2 options. There was one ballot of a voter who submitted a disability affidavit. So there were a total of 122 rejected non-provisional ballots, and 121 of those were returned after the deadline. And that's also a provision of HB 300. We no longer go by the postmark, but it has to be in the clerk's possession. And we had one voter and I talked to her last night. She had tried to overnight the ballots to us, but it got to us after 8 p.m. on election night. And for anyone who's listening, one of the things that we do, it's not even a written agreement we have, but if I receive a Washington County ballot in one of my ballot boxes, I will stamp that I received it on such and such a date, and they will be able to count it if it's received on time. So if you are in a different county, go ahead and drop that in a ballot box, and it will count. Instead of having to try to overnight it to the clerk's office or something because of the possession rule, just drop it in a box. That being said, there were, in the multi-county House 3 race, there were 5,366 votes for Celeste Malloy, 2,499 votes for Phil Lyman. On State School Board 14, there were 4,052 votes for Linda Hanks, 3,068 votes for Nicole Beecher Isom. There were, in the County Commissioner A race, there were 3,742 votes for Bruce McDonald and 4,013 votes for Mike Blake. And so that represents my report of the canvass. I can say that we didn't have any anomalies, any difficulties that were out of the ordinary this time. Nothing that raised concern for me personally as an election administrator. The biggest question that was probably asked was, well, why didn't I get a ballot, thinking maybe there was a problem? And most of those cases, they were just affiliated with no party or another party. The Republican Party chooses to have a closed primary, and so other voters don't get to vote in that primary. It gets a little bit more complicated if, like, the Democrats have a primary because they have an open primary and folks can elect to receive a certain ballot. So in this case, that was probably the biggest question, is why didn't I receive a ballot? And in most cases, it was you're registered as a different party or as unaffiliated.
So it sounds to me like HB 300 actually caused votes to not be counted.
Yeah, and I actually testified as much in the Senate hearing about that, concerning, you know, disenfranchising voters. But a lot of folks, I've heard a lot of positive about the in-hand rule, even though I had heartburn about it initially. It's an adjustment, and anytime we ask the voters to change it, there's a learning curve. Any other questions for me on that?
No.
Okay.
So do we take a vote approving that? Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
Go ahead, Nicole. I'll move to approve the canvass of the I'll move to approve the canvass of the June 23rd, 2026 Republican primary election.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No other agenda items. We will close the meeting. Thank you.